This is a wonderful verse which describes five different ways of approaching the Lord, which are all very different, because the Lord is never affected by enmity or friendship. So these five ways are enmity, devotional service, fear, affection, or lusty desire. And by any of these ways, it says here that the result is the same. So, but because this can also cause confusion, so that's why in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has stressed very strongly that one should not take the path of Shishupal or Hiranyakashipu and become an enemy of the Lord. One should not try to deliberately become an enemy of the Lord. But the injunction is Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam, is from the Nectar of Devotion. Srila Rupa Goswami says that we should always execute devotional service favorably. Like, for example, Kamsa, in one sense, he's considered to be doing devotional service because Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna. And he was always thinking of Krishna as an enemy and always thinking of how he could kill Krishna. So this is an example of unfavorable thinking of Krishna in enmity. But the end result was that because he was always thinking of Krishna, he was killed by Krishna and he was liberated. And other examples such as a very amazing example is a Putana. Because Putana, in her previous life, was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. And when the Lord appeared as Vamanadev, then this young Brahmin boy was so attractive that she became attracted in a maternal way towards him. She was thinking that she would like to have him as her son. But then, when Vamanadev punished her father and dragged him down to hell, then she became angry with him. So the maternal affection mixed with anger, in her next birth she became Putana, and she was sent by Kamsa with poison on her breast to kill Krishna. But Krishna... although Krishna, he killed her, but he gave her not just ordinary liberation. Like usually to the demons that are killed by Krishna, they get, first of all, impersonal liberation. But Putana actually achieved a position of being his mother, like a nurse or someone in that motherly rasa with him in the spiritual world. So he accepted her like a mother, even though she came to kill him with poison. But because he sucked her breast, so therefore he thought, this is my mother. And he gave her that position of being one of his mothers in Goloka Vrindavan. So this is the amazing mercy of Krishna on his devotees, that he's not affected by enmity or friendship, because Krishna is completely transcendental and blissful, and because he has no envy, no pride, none of these material elements can come anywhere near the Supreme Lord. Like even when Bhrigu Muni, he was testing, He wanted to test to see which was the greater out of Lord Brahma, Vishnu, or Shiva. So, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva actually failed his test when he tested them by some verbal abuse. They both became angry with him. But then he went to Lord Vishnu and he made a physical abuse. He actually kicked Lord Vishnu on his chest with his foot. And Lord Vishnu, he apologized. He said, "I'm very sorry that my chest is so hard that you must have hurt your foot." Because Bhrigu Muni was a Brahmin and a Vaishnav, and so that was the way that Lord Vishnu, he reacted to the physical abuse from Bhrigu Muni. So the blissful transcendental position of the Lord is like that he accepts the prayers of his devotees and the blasphemy of the demons. He accepts both of them equally. He doesn't discriminate. Of course, there's a slightly different result, because if a demon, even if he's killed by the Lord, he gets impersonal liberation. But then the impersonal liberation can't last forever. There's that verse. I just forgot the Sanskrit, but there's one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam where the Lord says that those who try to attain him by this impersonal method, who attain the impersonal Brahman, they think they're liberated, but actually they're not liberated, and they can't remain. They will fall down again, because the nature of the soul is that we want to have a relationship. That the soul is personal, and the impersonal liberation, it becomes very boring, very dry. The soul can't remain there because there's no rasa, there's no taste, there's no reciprocation with the Lord. So therefore the Mayavadis who attain impersonal liberation, they eventually fall back down to the material world to do philanthropic work or whatever. And those demons who are killed by Krishna and attain impersonal liberation, if they carry on thinking of Krishna, then eventually they will attain a higher form of liberation, like Salokya, Sarupya, or one of those. Because the impersonal liberation, it can't last forever. So just like Hiranyakashipu, although he saw Lord Vishnu as his enemy, and he was always... Because his brother, Hiranyaksha, was killed by the Lord, then he always was thinking of Lord Vishnu as his enemy, that he wanted to get revenge. But because his son, Prahlad, was a pure devotee, so by thinking of his son, he became purified. And when he was eventually killed by Lord Nrsingadev, he was liberated. And not only was he liberated, but so many generations of his family from before and after him were also liberated. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gonitai Ki Jai. So the Lord, he sees his devotees, he sees everyone as his devotee, and he sees the devotional service. And just like there's one example that Srila Prabhupada gave, that a father, sometimes he lies down on the floor, and his son, his baby son, will be crawling on him, and his son will be kicking him. But the father is enjoying that, and he's feeling he's like he's getting a massage. That's how he's enjoying the kicking of his son. So that it, because Krishna is the father of everyone, so even if someone kicks him or blasphemes him, then he's not affected. He just sees that this devotee is somehow or other addressing me, is giving me attention. Actually, the Lord prefers that than the Mayavadis, the impersonalists, or the atheists who ignore him. That's actually the worst offense. But those who become angry with him, or shout at him, or chastise him, then he doesn't get offended, because it's a personal reciprocation with the Lord, and for him it's all the same. So this is, of course, we're not on that platform, but the pure devotee also, he doesn't have any enemy. So as devotees of the Lord, we should also aspire to come to the platform of not having enmity with anyone. And because usually when we like to be glorified, if someone glorifies us, then we think this is very nice. This person is my friend. This person has recognized my true qualities. And when someone criticizes us, then we get angry, we get defensive. What's wrong? This person is envious. But actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says that one who criticizes me is my friend, and one who glorifies me, it's my enemy. Because the glorification simply increases pride. Whereas the criticism, if we take the criticism in the proper mood, then we can learn. We learn how to see our faults, and we learn how to improve our faults. So this requires humility and detachment, to not become affected when we're criticized, and to not see anyone as our enemy, but to see everyone equally, enemy and friend, Pandita Samadashina, that the pure devotee has no enemy. And the ultimate conclusion of this is that the most important thing to learn is that we should always remember Krishna in some way or other. And of course, favorably, through devotional service, is the best way to think of Krishna. Because by devotional service, and by developing our love and affection for Krishna, then we can make spiritual advancement and ultimately go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the ultimate injunction, to always forget Krishna, to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. This is Srila Rupa Goswami's, when he lists all the different regulative principles of devotional service, but this is actually the mother of all principles, that even if sometimes we transgress by mistake some principle, because there are so many rules and regulations listed there for devotees, but the most important principle is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Smartavam Satato Vishnu. So this is a great science that we have to practice, and that's why we're here. Because the mind is always trying to drag us away from Krishna. The material energy is always presenting so many distractions for the mind. So to always remember Krishna, it's very important that we practice this. Because ultimately at the time of death, at the ultimate test, exam of life, then we need to remember Krishna. So we need to practice remembering Krishna, not remembering other people, other situations that have got nothing to do with Krishna. So we have to learn to remember Krishna every moment. And like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that wherever the mind wanders, we should pull it back. Because Arjuna says that the mind is very difficult to control. It's like a boat being swept around by a strong wind. But then the Lord tells him that this is, for everyone it's like this. So wherever the mind wanders, we have to pull it back. And to always remember Krishna, it's not easy because our material conditioning, that the mind is so conditioned by millions of lifetimes in this material world. The false ego is always dragging the mind here and there. The enjoying spirit is very hard to eradicate. But by taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord, then we can learn how to control the mind and fix the mind on Krishna. So that's why Srila Prabhupada's given us a whole wonderful process from morning to night to by hearing and chanting, by engaging in devotional service, that we can learn to remember Krishna. So for because each of us is individuals, so it will be, the process is not exactly the same for everyone. We can each find our own ways that help us best to be Krishna conscious, to remember Krishna. We have different kinds of devotional service that we perform that help us to remember Krishna. By Krishna is so kind that he accepts whatever service we can do according to the abilities that he's given us. If we use those in his service, then by thinking of him, we can make advancement. And by always hearing and chanting, the chanting is very important, reading and hearing classes. We should fill up our day with hearing, with chanting, and with devotional service, and not leave any space for Maya to come in and take away the mind away from Krishna. So, I'll stop there, and if anyone has any questions or comments, then we can continue for a few more minutes.